Welcome to Walk the Arts Artist Talk. This conversation is an integral part of our online painting class, highlighting a participant whose work has reached a remarkable level of maturity and confidence. These works of art are now ready to be showcased in prestigious public or private galleries. Discussing your art in a composed and thoughtful manner is a challenging yet invaluable skill, which is why this artist talk is a key component of Walk the Arts curriculum. It's with great pleasure that I introduce our first guest, Julia Takahashi, who has been part of our community since 2020. To add a touch of creativity to the exercise, and since we are in Canada, we have chosen to simulate this interview as if Julia were presenting her work at the National Gallery of Canada in Ottawa, with the conversation conducted by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, CBC. Let's begin this inspiring exchange with Professor Yves-M. Laroque, Walk the Arts main instructor and founder.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm very pleased to introduce Julia Takahashi from Santa Fe, New Mexico. After a successful exhibit on Canyon Road in Santa Fe in November of 2023, she is now exhibiting her works at the National Gallery of Canada in Ottawa. Welcome, Julia. Welcome to Canada.
Thank you very much for having me this evening. It's really a pleasure and a joy to be with you.
The exhibition features over 60 paintings, accompanied by a selection of ceramic works. To make the most of our precious time, I'll keep it brief, but for the benefit of our audience, could you share the story of your artistic journey? How did you transition from starting out as a ceramist, moving into architecture, and ultimately finding your way to painting?
That was long, long ago when I was a teenager, and I was going to school at St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I went to, there were a lot of real galleries with just artists having their own galleries on Canyon Road at the time. And one of them was a ceramicist, and her husband was a painter. And I really liked her work. And one day I walked in, I said, you know, would you like to have an apprentice? You know, I'd love to learn how to work in clay. And she said, we talked a little bit, and she said, sure, come on over. So I didn't have a car. I'd have to hitchhike south of Santa Fe, way out in the country where there were at that time a lot of natural springs. And I'd go down the highway to Albuquerque, and I'd say, stop here. And then I'd jump out of the car, and I'd walk across the hills and the fields until I got to her studio. And she taught me how to wedge clay, and I would wedge clay for a couple of hours. And then she'd let me play on the wheel and taught me how to make pots on the wheel. And then I remember I made a whole bunch of, must have made a dozen or so, little pots about this big for planting tomato plants. She was going to her invited me to take a class with her. No, you know, I'm a three-dimensional person. I don't think I can work in two dimensions. She said, take the class anyway. I think you'll be really good at it. So I took her class and I fell in love with oil painting. And that's the story. And now I'm an oil painter, and I love it.
And that love is definitely reflected on these walls, the sweeping gestures, the carefully studied colors. Furthermore, we can observe subtle formal traces of your journey from architecture to painting, adding depth to your abstract works. What strikes me the most, however, is your profoundly uplifting outlook on life and art. Your abstract creations radiate positivity, making them truly inspiring. Can you explain that? Or maybe talk about your attitude toward life and art?
Yeah, I basically, and this has been really most of my life, I feel very blessed to have time living on this beautiful planet Earth. You know, half my culture believes in reincarnation, so I feel like I'm reincarnated. I'm very happy to have this time. This is a beautiful earth. And my parents were nature lovers and mountaineers, and they taught me how to be a mountaineer and how to love nature and how also to be an explorer of everything and everyone that might come into my circle. And they taught me to have curiosity about the world
National
without
Gallery
having...
of Canada. Thank you so much for joining us, Julia. Merci beaucoup. It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for having me.